a lot of people then from around Dillon's Cross and Bellevillan would be buried in Racoonie. Well, no, like Racoonie then became like, Racoonie was a country grave. No, Brian Dillon is buried up there now. Well, then you see they opened another graveyard then across the road. And with the result, if you lived in the country, now I had a sister and she lived in the country, now it was out by Bellevillan, but that was out by where Duns are, no, that was the country that time.
Yeah.
And if she bought a grave there, she could buy a grave for £3 there. Well, if I was to buy a grave, it would cost me £30 because she was living in the county.
Oh, yeah.
You know? But I mean, it's all the same now, like kind of Racoonie now is full because the undertakers bought up all the graves. St. Finbar's is full. St. Oliver's now, I think, and St. Michael's and down in Matton. They're about the only two. And St. Catherine's. They call that the Stranger's Home. You go up and you see all the little statues. You know, people making their own headstones. But I mean, as you know, there's no more. They won't even leave flowers now or anything like that in the graves. Well, look, then you'll see our little statues and our little mementos of people. Said things, if you like, you know. But like, there's called St. Catherine's, St. Catherine's now, but we know it as Kilcully. And there's called that the Stranger's Home. Everyone was buried out there. It was the real poor graveyard.
Yeah.